Next up, item 586, please.
Direct Portland Parks and Recreation to amend the 2012 Washington Park Transportation and Parking Management Agreement with Metro and Washington Park Cultural Institutions to provide increased levels of service.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, in 2012, Portland Parks and Recreation entered into a Washington Park Transportation and Parking Management Agreement with other cultural institutions in Washington Park. The agreement is due for an update. Today, we will receive a presentation from Victor Sanders, Portland Parks and Recreation Program Coordinator, and Heather McCary, Executive Director for Explore Washington Park. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I'll turn it over.
Thank you. Commissioners and Mayor. As Commissioner Fishen mentioned, my name is Victor Sanders, Program Coordinator for Washington Park, and I'm joined today by Heather McCary, the Executive Director of Explore Washington Park, one of our great partners up in Washington Park. As Commissioner Fish had mentioned, today's resolution directs Portland Parks and Recreation to amend the agreement we have with our cultural institution partners to reflect the latest trends in park attendance and the needs of the park. We expect the completed amendment to include three major changes. The first is additional funding for park shuttle services, additional funding for road and pathway maintenance, and additional funding for transportation planning based on the recommendations from the Washington Park Master Plan, which was approved by council, adopted by council in 2017. So I'm very pleased to be here to share with this presentation by our partner at Washington Park on how Portland Parks and Recreations have kept our promise on that 2012 agreement to the public, to our partners, and to the neighborhood adjacent to Washington Park. So I'll hand it over to Heather McCary. She'll give an overview of those programs and discuss a little bit about changes to the amendment, changes to that agreement that will occur very shortly.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler, and thank you so much for the chance to be here. Special thanks to Commissioner Fritz, who's been so supportive these past couple of years, and to Commissioner Fish, who was there at the beginning when we got started. I'm Heather McCary, the Executive Director of Explore Washington Park. We're the 501c3 that was created to help improve access to Washington Park and make sure people have a great experience once they're there. So as you all know, Washington Park is home to Portland's most iconic attractions, including the International Rose Test Garden, the Oregon Zoo, World Forestry Center, the Portland Japanese Garden, Hoyt Arboretum, and the Portland Children's Museum. And access to Washington Park has always been an issue. Washington Park used to be called City Park. And in 1903, when the Olmsted brothers came through Portland to do a plan for the parks of Portland, they said this of City Park: "Already, the capacity of City Park is taxed to its utmost upon holidays and pleasant Sundays in summer." And that was in 1903. So we fast forward 100 years, and that's to 2012, and that's when the directors of the park, as well as City Council and Metro Council, made the agreement that Victor spoke of to improve access to the park. And it really promised two things: that we would create a nonprofit to do traffic management for the park, as well as to create a pay-to-park system so those funds could be reinvested. So it took a couple of years, but in 2014, the pay-to-park system went live, and that is when we made promises to the public and through the agreement that Victor spoke of. Some of those promises included a new master plan for the park, a new nonprofit, a free shuttle, and better park maintenance and security. So now that we have an update to that amendment before you, I wanted to provide a report card on how we're doing with those promises. One of our most visible programs is our free inter-park shuttle. The shuttle links the Washington Park MAX station to the rest of the venues in Washington Park. It comes every 15 minutes. You can track it in real time at ewpshuttle.org. They're fully ADA accessible, and we provide about 130,000 rides on that annually. The new agreement has stated that this should be an annual service rather than just a seasonal service, so it'll now run daily through October and then weekends only November through April. We also run shuttles to overflow parking lots with buses that we bring to the lots closest to the zoo. The agreement also states that we should expand this service. We were running it just on weekends, and we're now running it Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays in the peak season, as well as large events like Zoo Lights. And we bring about 70,000 visitors to the park each year through this service. We put customer service staff down at the International Rose Test Garden as well as at the TriMet station. These folks are there June, July, and August, 7 days a week, and they help 30,000 visitors annually. We wanted people to understand the park in a more holistic fashion so that they went to the Oregon Zoo. They knew that they were also in the same park as the International Rose Test Garden and how to get there. And so we developed a park map with all of our partners. We hired a local artist to do the map cover this year. We printed 80,000 of these maps and distribute them throughout the city of Portland. And then we've also done a lot with work around diversity, equity, and inclusion. We've developed a DEI committee to coordinate all the efforts of the park venues around this work. This committee is developing a work plan, and we've set aside funds through the new agreement as well as through a Metro Archeo grant to actually implement that work plan. So certainly been busy over the past couple years, as is Portland Parks, in delivering some of these promises.
One of the really exciting aspects of the Pay to Park program that's provided through this agreement is that we now have a dedicated funding source to address some of the deferred maintenance issues in Washington Park. So, for example, this photograph showing just a simple paving project in front of the Oregon Zoo in Washington Park. And so, again, this funding is allowing us to rebuild the infrastructure within the park that we don't have general fund ability to do. And then we also have dedicated park rangers as well that are provided through this agreement, three full-time park rangers as well as seasonals that provide security throughout the park and on the trails and the pathways and the roads within the park. And then, of course, we also have the Washington Park Master Plan, which, as I had mentioned, was adopted previously in 2017. That's an update to the 1981 Master Plan that we just completed. And so one of the outcomes of that master plan was a transportation management plan, which we've committed to come back to council in 2022 to complete. And so this new agreement provides funding to complete that plan as well.
And all of our work up there is definitely having an impact. We do annual intercept surveys of over 1,000 people in the park each August. We started in 2014. And through those surveys, we've been able to see a 23% decrease in the percent of people getting to the park using their personal vehicle use, a 59% increase in transit use, over 250% increase in the percent of people using our free shuttle, and then an over 1,000% increase in Uber and Lyft use. But of course, in 2014, not a lot of people were getting in the car with a stranger, so we started at a low number. Right now, about park-wide, 9% of guests get to the park with Uber and Lyft, and then that increases when you look at the garden to about 16%. So these are all great numbers that we're excited to share, and we're even more excited to share that in light of the 11% increase in park-wide attendance that we've seen in peak season since 2014.
Just to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
The ride share really is people driving. It's just they're not parking.
Yes, that's correct.
So
Yes, and so it brings its own challenges. I think it does increase access to the park in that they're not needing to find a parking space, so there's some benefits, but it certainly brings its challenges with it.
Yeah, it's congestion and pollution, and
yeah,
I really detest the term rideshare because it suggests that two people are getting somewhere. Yeah. They need to go together. It's
yeah.
I agree.
You're hiring a driver in a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, so I just wanted to note, and I know you have been paying attention to this, because we want to increase the number of transit and shuttle.
That's definitely.
I'd like to see that as a 1,000% increase.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys are highlighting that, because it's one of our top issues that we want to address.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Very excited about the other mode share.
Me too. A 59% increase in transit is really exciting.
Yeah. If only we could do that citywide.
Yes.
It would be transformative.
Yes, it would be.
Free transit, that's how you do it.
Oh, I agree, Commissioner. Thank you.
So we definitely have things on the horizon. Victor mentioned the transportation management plan that was outlined in the master plan. We'll be doing a scope for that work this summer and fall. We hope to go to bid this winter. We also really want to be an incubator for new transportation initiatives for the whole city. With that in mind, we're working really aggressively to turn our inner park shuttle fleet into a fully electric fleet, potentially and hopefully by next summer. And then, of course, we're always looking at ways to use data to better inform our policies. So I've been at the park for 5 years, and in those 5 years, it's become clear that Washington Park is really becoming a destination park. And it's very heartfelt that I tell you that I am honored to be a part of Washington Park's story. I take it really seriously, the work that we're doing up there. And Explore Washington Park is committed to ensuring that as we open our backyard to the world, we maintain access to this amazing place for our entire Portland community.
So that concludes the presentation. Just as a representative from Portland Parks, we've just been incredibly pleased with the success of Explore Washington Park and with the success of the program. And I think it's something that the city should absolutely be proud of. I know that the partnerships with our cultural institutions up there are the strongest they've ever been. So the Oregon Zoo, Hoy Arboretum, Portland Children's Museum, Portland Japanese Garden, World Forestry Center, all of those folks meet monthly at the leadership level to discuss these issues. And so it's really exciting that we've been able to build this infrastructure with excellent results. And so this amendment to that agreement really builds on that to create a legacy project for Washington Park that will continue on for many, many years. I'm happy to take any questions.
Questions or comments from my colleagues before we go to public testimony?
Thank you for the presentation.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for your great work.
Carla, how many people do we have signed up?
We have two people signed up.
Very good.
Maggie and Jeanne.
Go ahead. Maggie, go ahead. Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. Okay. I would like to reference Ernest Hemingway right now and a story called The Short and Happy Life of Francis Macromber. If you've ever heard of it, I highly recommend you read it. Although I don't like zoos because I don't like the idea of animals being in a zoo, I recognize the horrible situation we're in with global climate change and how we're losing habitat for wild animals. And I see the exceptional educational opportunity that this brings for children and adults. And I'm wondering how the zoo can bring into their educational programs about climate change and loss of habitat and, you know, how we can live our lives reducing, you know, dependence on bottled water and bags and all sorts of things that end up in the oceans. And, you know, I mean, 200 dolphins were just killed. And, you know, by the way we live, and war causes all sorts of pollution. And so I want you to go read this story because we need nature preserves, but not nature preserves that have to rely on hunting and driving up and killing, you know, these partially domesticated wild animals to fund themselves. And we want kids to grow up and realize that saving these animals' habitat is saving ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning. I was looking at that map she had of Washington Park, and I mean, I really want to ask, did Washington Park lose a couple acres somewhere in the last 20 years? But I do want to say this. I love Washington Park more than anything in the world. And when I was younger, I went to New York because I knew my dad would make the Cali. So it took me 8 months to find me, and Frank Spencer was right, because if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And while I was there, I said, the most beautiful place that I've ever seen is the Rose Gardens in Portland, Oregon. I have bragged throughout all the states of the United States about certain things having to do with Portland area and the beauty that they try to retain. I agree with what you said 100%. I would rather it be a, you know, you go in your car and the animals actually get a, whatever. And I, in pages or anything, I watch Packy. And when I watch Packy, man, I watch that guy try to get out of that little water thing that they had for him, and he scraped his knees until he bled. It affected me seriously. Of course, Packers, what, a year after me? So, but yeah, I think it's great you guys are doing all this work with Washington Park. I wish that you would do that in other parks. For instance, Holiday Park, some black gentleman walked up, hit my brother, and knocked him to the ground. My brother's 60 years old, people. Then I'm walking from Lloyd Center over to the match of the 70, which is by my home, and some black guy comes up to me and tells me he's been a...
Could I ask you to keep your testimony germane, please, to this particular item?
I wish would take care of all the parks and not just some of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. Thank you, Bo. Carl, this is a resolution. Colleagues, any further questions? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge that we began having this conversation in 2011, 2012, and it was not initially viewed as the most popular idea that we've ever put on the table. But the idea was that we were forecasting over time too many people driving to Washington Park, too much congestion, and we weren't collecting any revenue from many of our guests to offset the impact on our roadway. And the theory was, if you're going to drive to the park and you're going to bring your car, you ought to help offset the cost of dedicated parking and the impact on our infrastructure. It was not the world's most popular idea when we first raised it, and change is hard, but we came up with a winning model, and I think we can see from today's results that 5 years later, we have a lot of positive news to celebrate. I want to thank Heather McCary for her 5 years of service, and I want to thank all the people that serve on Explore Washington Park. It has had another therapeutic benefit, which is it has helped to bring together all of our partners in Washington Park. And each of them has a different set of issues and concerns and agenda. But this process has galvanized our partners in a very positive way. I want to thank Victor Sanders and the Parks team for bringing this home. This is the product of what we call six-party negotiations that went on for a while, and there were lots of different views. But I'm very pleased that we've landed where we did. As we heard a few minutes ago, Washington Park is one of the jewels of our system. And this program helps us pay for the cost of maintaining some of the infrastructure. It is not a readily adaptable plan to other parks throughout the city because it's based uniquely on the fact that so many people drive to Washington Park and we can generate the revenue. But the point is well taken. I think it's a terrific report and PowerPoint. I always love to be reminded of what the Olmsted brothers said in 1803. And what I particularly liked about the section that you culled, because I have the original report in my office, is that in those days, when they made a mistake, they just typed over it. They didn't retype the whole document like we do now. So the Olmsted report is actually filled with typos that have been corrected on the original draft. And some of you are old enough to remember when we used to do that, but now you just redo the whole document. Nice piece of work. Very proud to sponsor it today and to vote aye.
You daily.
Well, thanks for the presentation. I am particularly impressed by the fact that although we've seen visitors increase by 11%, we've seen trips in single-occupant vehicles or in cars decrease by 23%, transit increase by 59%, and shuttle increase by 279%. That's really extraordinary. I love taking the MAX up to the top of the park, I guess we would call it. And encourage everyone to explore that option. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I'm not usually a tunnel person, but I don't mind the MAX one. It's to make it interesting the way that the artwork and the geological features in the elevator are. So as long as I'm distracted, I'm not quite so aware that I'm in the middle of a mountain. So thank you very much, Commissioner Fish. You started this, and this was really a heavy lift in your first term as Parks Commissioner, and it's really good to see the results of your efforts there coming back and bearing fruit now that you're back in charge of Portland Parks again. Thank you very much to the Coalition and the Transportation Management team. team for all your work on this. Aye.
Wheeler.
I was going to note the same things that Commissioner Udaly noted. I think this is very impressive. The transit and shuttle usage in particular is impressive. And if you back into the numbers here, it says in 2018, 61.5% of the visitors drove in a personal vehicle to the park. That means nearly 40% of the people who came to the park did not. That's actually a very high percentage of people not driving to the park, but instead using transit or shuttle or rideshare or other means of getting there. So this appears to be a success, and the hard work that people put into this in 2012, 2013, 2014 is being validated. Glad to see it. I vote aye. Resolution's adopted. Thank you. Great presentation.